be here in Stark, Florida this morning.
Yes, it is.
You know, I woke up this morning and before our feet hit the floor, we went to God in prayer.
Amen.
You know, it'd be a good habit for y'all to get in. Before you get up, thank God for the day that we're going to have.
That's right.
And I tell you, the Lord woke me up this morning with a song in my heart. You know, God wants all of us to have a song in our heart.
That's right.
God wants us to be happy through all of the pain and suffering. Jesus said, I'll give you a peace that the world can't bring you.
That's right.
I'll give you my peace. And I tell you, the Lord, we certainly have to lean on Him. This morning, right here at Riverwood, we have to lean on the Lord. If we don't lean on the Lord, it's going to be a miserable life here.
That's right.
And God says, I'll make you happy wherever you are if you'll just trust in me and look to me. Pastor Nikki,
amen.
I'm going to get you to open us up with a word of prayer.
Okay.
Let's all bow our heads and let's join in prayer this morning. Amen.
Our precious Heavenly Father, how wonderful that we can run right into the throne room, right at your feet, bow down and worship and thank you and praise you. Come with our petitions, but come mostly, Father, with our thanksgiving. Thank you that Jesus paved the way. Thank you, Jesus, that we come with you before the Father. And we are covered by your precious blood, Jesus. Might we always remember your sacrifice that we can be part of the family of God. We praise you and thank you, Father. And thank you, Jesus, that you said you'd never leave us nor forsake us, that you are right here now with us. And we thank you, Father, that you are meeting every single one of our needs. We look up to you, Father. We just like the flowers, the sunflowers, put their faces up to the sun. We put our faces up to you, Father. And we open our mouths for you to fill us to overflowing with your spirit, your love, your joy, all of you, that others might see that we believe. Father, fill us with hope. Might we put aside all of the pain and suffering and just look to you, trust you through it all. We love you, Father. Pour out a blessing on us today that we cannot contain. We praise you and thank you that one day we're going to be together with the whole family that Jesus has brought into the fold. We love you, Father. We praise you, Jesus. And we thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost. In your precious name, Jesus, and all because of you, amen. Amen. We live and move and have our being because of our Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Father loved us so much that He was willing to send His only begotten Son. And Jesus said, yes, Father, I'll go. Aren't you thankful? And aren't you thankful that He opened your eyes to the need for a Savior? Oh, I am. Say, hands are good.
Says that wherever people congregate, if there are two more, he said, I'll be there with you.
Amen.
And I feel the mighty hand of God this morning, don't you?
Amen. Amen.
You know what? Nikki and I didn't bring it. It was already here. You know, if you're saved, you've got the Spirit of God living in you.
That's right.
But oh, I tell you what, sometimes seems like the fire just about goes out. But I know that you still got some coals in there.
That's right.
I'm from West Virginia, and you had to stir up the coals and put a little more coal in the fire or a little more wood. You know, you'd call what they banked the fire at night, and then of a morning you'd get your poker and poke in them ashes and everything. And there would be some coals underneath all the ashes. And the coals of fire. And I want to say that whatever God gives us, no man can take it away from us.
That's right.
I want to say that whatever the Lord does, it belongs to you. And He does it because He loves you. And that if you will be obedient to the Lord, you'll see changes in your life. That old fire will start burning once again, beloved. Amen. That fire will burn bright.
Yes.
And today we need the fire of God to fall. Yes. Right here in this nursing home all over our country. And we need for it to fall in Ukraine and Russia.
Amen.
And the other countries that we're having difficulties with. We need Holy Ghost power.
That's right.
Somebody say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We need that Holy Ghost power.
Amen.
These days and time for that fire to burn bright.
Amen.
Once again. And I say this today, that the Lord is able.
Yes, He is.
My God can do anything.
Amen.
And my God should be your God, because the God I serve is the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Moses, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, David. And He is the God that delivers us. Amen.
Amen.
He delivers us, doesn't He?
Yes, He does.
And you know, you can be saved, but you need to be delivered. I don't know about you, but the devil tries to talk trash in my mind every day. He loves to stir up a hornet's nest.
Yes, he does.
And if you've ever been stung by a hornet, you know not to mess with a hornet's nest.
Ouch. Yeah.
But he would love to stir up a hornet's nest. But I say that the people of the Lord God Almighty is going to march on. I'm not going to crawl into heaven. I'm going to march into heaven.
Me too.
Amen.
Amen.
And whatever's happened to your body now, God's going to change that. It's going to be a body that never hurts again.
That's right.
Never grows old. Amen.
Amen.
Let me hear a big amen out there.
Amen.
God bless your heart. Let's sing this. Onward, Christian soul.
Onward, Christian soldier, marching as you go. Soldier in his army.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, you got to fight.
Fight, fight,
you don't fight, you don't win.
That's true.
If you don't win, the devil will win.
That's right.
We don't want the devil to win anything in our life, do we?
No, we don't. How do we fight? Prayer, right?
Yes.
And the Word of God. That's right.
Amen.
Amen. And we win every time.
Thank
we
you,
have
Lord.
Overcoming power in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's here to answer our prayers and to help us with whatever comes our way. Amen.
You know, over the last 31 years, I know a lot of people said, we've tried to encourage people. And some people have said, in fact, many people, you don't know what I'm going through. Well, I sure don't. But I've been in nursing home ministry for 31 years, and I've seen you struggle.
Amen.
I've seen your fight. I've seen the courage that could only come from God Almighty for you to keep going each and every day.
Amen.
And I pray day and night for people that God has sent, Pastor Nikki and I, to minister to in the home. And I tell you, if we don't have hope in Jesus, we don't have no hope. Jesus is our only hope.
Amen.
And He will not let us down. And I know you say, well, you don't know, you just don't know how hard it is in my life. God does. I don't, but God does. And you know, God loves us. He loves us with all of His heart.
Amen.
And one day, let's all say one day.
One day.
If I put my faith and trust in Jesus.
If I put my faith and trust in Jesus.
Things are going to change for the good.
Things are going to change for the good.
So we just got to keep holding on.
That's right.
Now, today, I want to open up the Word of God, and I want to read to you a couple of scriptures, and I pray that it will encourage you, and I pray that you will be blessed, and if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that today would be the day that you come into the family of God.
Amen.
And you may say, how do I do that? First of all, you've got to believe that God sent His Son to save us. Save us from our sin. Save us from a devil's hell.
Amen.
God sent His Son that whosoever believeth in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life.
That's right.
Now, we're all in the flesh. You know, we're all in the flesh and things go wrong in our body. And the older we get, the more trouble we have. I understand that. I'm going through the same thing. I've had 2 knee replacements. I've had my heart worked on. I've had my eyes operated on. I don't hear as good as I used to. And sometimes I don't hear when Nikki tells me something to do. I don't hear it. But what I'm saying is, the Bible says flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
Right.
So that means when the Bible says that in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, that these bodies, corruptible bodies. You know, I'm getting all kinds of wrinkles in my arms and skin in my neck and all this. But you know what? One day it's going to change. The Bible says that we'll have a glorified body. A body that can stand before God the Father. Right now, we couldn't stand before God in this flesh. But I'm saying, in the book of Matthew, 24th chapter, Jesus said in the 6th verse, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Boy, now we're in that time, aren't we? I tell you, my heart goes out for the people in Ukraine and Russia and all over the world. But I have my main burden is for nursing home people. What a wonderful calling God's given Pastor Nikki and me. You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. God don't want us sitting around worried about what's happening somewhere else. We can pray, but not worry. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Don't you think that your prayers don't matter? They do matter. Yes, sir, prayers. Jesus said the prayer of faith. When you pray believing.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. And I believe that heaven's going to be beautiful.
Amen.
I believe that all of our bodies is going to be gorgeous.
Amen.
Amen. And I believe that we'll sit down at this marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen. We're going to sit down with each other. And we're going to eat the food that God prepares for us.
Amen.
You know, He fed the Israelites manna from heaven. Manna from heaven. Well, we're going to eat heavenly food in heaven.
Amen.
Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God. Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Father, amen.
Amen.
I think you've got a little fire burning now.
Amen.
We got a little fire started. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost fire. And He said, don't be troubled. For all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. Nation will rise against nation. Kingdom against kingdom. There'll be famines and pestilence, earthquakes, and divers places.
Amen.
All these are the beginning of sorrows. You see, that's one of the reasons why Pastor Nick and I want to encourage you. Because there's a lot of trouble ahead in this old world. And God wants us to be strong in our faith. And you must believe. You must believe. I won't take these titanium knees to heaven. I'm going to have glorified knees. Glorified legs. I'm going to walk on the streets of gold. And you are too. If you put your faith and trust in Jesus.
Amen.
All of these hard times ain't going to last forever. Father, I want to thank you for this nurse that's come in here to take care of this man. I thank you, honey, and I pray a blessing on you and your family.
Thank you.
Everything you do for these people, just like you come in here and taking care of his medicine and all, God has a book in heaven. And Revelation says it's a book of remembrance. So God's not going to forget you doing your job and taking care of these people. Blessings. Blessings. In Jesus' name. The beginning of sorrows. Well, what did I read just a couple of verses up? He says, see that you're not troubled by all these things going on. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. Oh, that's sweet, yes.
Amen.
You know, you can sing with a mask on. Amen.
Amen.
You can sing if you can't hardly talk. You can do it. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. Y'all sing it for me. I've got
joy, joy in there.
I've got
joy, joy in there.
I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. Father, I pray you pour out your love in this place right now. Oh, my Lord, my God, I just want to see the Comforter come through here, the Holy Ghost power, and touch every heart and mind. And I pray that everyone in here will know that God loves you completely. When you was a sinner, He loved you just as much then as He loves you now. God cannot portion out His love. It's all the way. I pray for God to teach me and to give me a love that I can love Him back. And you singing that song, Jesus knows you love Him. Jesus knows that we love Him. And He sees our struggle. But He said, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe in His Son, that Jesus can change the way you talk, walk, the way you feel, the way you think. These things in this nursing home is to help you stay alive. But Jesus can give you eternal life. He can give you eternal life.
Amen.
Because whatever you eat, whatever you drink is going to be passed through your body. But the love of God will stay deep in your soul.
Amen.
And you'll be able to wake up and face another day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I think that Pastor Nikki ought to sing this song for you. It's about the love of God.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell.
If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, won't you give your life to Him today? Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
Amen.
Oh, sing it, Patrick.
And reaches to the lowest.
Somebody loved you and you found out that that wasn't true. Oh, yes. I've had I've had people to tell me they loved me just so they could get something from me. But the love of God?
Not with Him.
Not with Him. He loves us. And you may say, well, I need to change my ways to come to God. No, you don't. God loves you so much, He said, whosoever will, let them come.
Amen.
And no matter how far in sin we've gone, no matter what we've done in the past, God will forgive you.
Amen.
And wipe the slate clean.
Amen.
I remember when I went to grade school, we had the big chalkboard up there, remember?
Yes.
We had the big chalkboard. And if one of us was unruly in class or we talked, we had to go up there and erase the chalkboard. Well, that's what God does when we repent. He erases all those bad things that we've done.
Yes, He does.
And He gives us a new beginning.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Nikki, I don't know if we can do this or not, but we'll try. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bow down with care. God gave His Son to win. His very child He reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Can you play the chorus? If there's anything you get out of us coming on Sunday, I want you to know that God loves you enough to have a church service on Sunday mornings.
Amen.
And we've been coming here now almost five months. And my heart was thrilled today. This place is full. And I pray that we can make a difference with God giving us the words to say and the songs to sing.
Amen.
Why do we come? Why do we drive an hour and a half to get here? It's because we believe that God wants you to know and be reminded of His love for you.
Amen.
That He will be with you through it all. Amen.
Amen.
He'll be with you through it all. And you know what? God loves us old people. God loves us if we're in a wheelchair. God loves us just as much as when we came out of our mother's womb. And you know there ain't nothing no sweeter than a little baby, right?
That's right.
And then we grew up. But I'm saying this to you today. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure,
yeah.
How measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, for Holy Ghost power.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I shall not be moved.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus is my Savior. I shall not be moved. In His love and favor, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that branches by the water, so I shall not be moved.
Y'all sing with me now.
Oh, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Song that I believe will encourage you. Pastor Nicky sings it so beautiful. It's called "The Anchor Holds." And do you have that one?
Maybe I can sing it by heart.
You don't have that one?
Let me try it, huh?
Okay.
No, I just have the hymns. We have a friend in Jacksonville that texted us and said, "I haven't heard The Anchor Holds for a long time," and she was hoping that we would sing it. So, Avis, pray for me. Here's this song.
Oh,
Of his great glory. Amen. It's all about Jesus and that he is able to keep that which we've committed unto him. Have you given your heart to Jesus? Well, if you have, it's safe eternally. You are safe eternally.
Yes.
He's going to hold on to you unless you wiggle out. You wouldn't do that, would you? Why would you wiggle out of the arms of the one who loves you most?
I want to close today by saying this, that being in a nursing home, you see a lot of people that have trouble with their mind. Now, it takes a lot of courage for Pastor Nikki to tell you that she was in a mental ward 5 times many years ago. She hadn't had any problem. Since we got married, she's went 27 years without a mental problem.
Right.
The reason she tells her story is that there are many people in the nursing home that have problems with their mind. And you know, God, if He helps her, He'll help them if they'll turn to Him.
That's right.
And you know, and I tell you about my knees. Both knees have been replaced. I would probably be in a wheelchair myself. But God, He had mercy on me because this is what He's called me to do. God's given you a calling.
I want to add, when we end up in a hospital or under the care of somebody else, God may give you opportunities. The first time Buck went into the hospital to have his heart checked and he needed a stent put in, he was close to having a massive heart attack. But he went into the hospital to be checked and for them to see what they needed to do. And while he was there, he met a pastor's wife and she said, "My husband is here, he's in the other room. He cannot remember anything. He doesn't know when he was born. He doesn't know his name. And he can't preach any longer. Would you pray for him?" And Buck sought the Lord and asked Jesus to bring his mind back to him. And guess what? Jesus did. He glorified himself in that hospital room to show them that he's still in the miracle working business.
Jesus, yes.
Yes. And so, whether you're here or there at home, we all have opportunities to show forth his power, his glory, his love,
yes,
by the way we listen to the Holy Ghost and let him use us wherever we are. What matters the most about your CNAs or your nurses here? That they be with the Lord eternally, right? Yes. So are you being a witness? Are you telling them Jesus loves them? Are you quoting maybe a scripture that you learned when you were a little boy or girl? "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." Or just a couple of words. "Fear not," the Lord says. Who knows? God knows. Let him use you right where you are. You have a story to tell, each of you. I love Pat's story about her following the Lord Jesus in the Salvation Army, right? What a wonderful, wonderful ministry the Salvation Army is. I read about how it started in England and what a trial, John Wilkes went through. And he finally decided to leave the church and start his own mission work. And we all know that the Salvation Army has done a great deal. I don't know, but did one of them write that song, "Onward Christian Soldiers"? Probably. Because they went out on the streets with their drums and buckets and whatever they had to draw a crowd and sing the praises to the Lord Jesus and then tell the salvation message.
Amen. Would you close us out?
Yes. Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
After you close us out, this lady here wants prayer. And so we'll pray for her, okay?
Amen.
All right. And we have a lady that's watching the live stream today. And she said, I won't call her name, but she said, I'll get it here in a minute. "I love you, Buck and Nikki. You have helped me renew my faith in Jesus and God.
Praise
Thank you.
Thank you."
So you see, it's important. What we're doing here is not only for the ones in this room, but for the ones that have been watching today. And Susan, we love you. Sue, we just appreciate you. And you just keep on keeping on, because I'm sure that Sue would tell us that she renewed her faith in Jesus and God, and she's a better person for it.
Amen.
Amen. All right, close us out, my dear.
Our precious Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. Thank you that you've gathered us together to renew and refresh our spirits, our faith. Might our faith remain strong and even get stronger in the days ahead. And might we be given a platform in order to tell others our story,
yes,
about
Lord.
How we
yes.
got saved, how you've helped us all these years, the many miracles you've done to keep us here on earth until you call us home. Help us to be strong in faith. Might our hope be strong, Lord. Might we realize that we're here only for a short time. Use us until you say, come home, my darling. I love you. I want you home now. Until then, Father, help us to be faithful soldiers in the army of the Lord. In your precious name, Jesus. And everybody said, amen.